first you meet someone, and at some point you either know how old they are or guess. If you met Fairfax Hackley, you'd guess wrong.
Yeah, today on his birthday, we are asking our personal trainer extraordinaire how he does it. Here's Fairfax Hackley in the Best Body Report. Happy birthday, Hack.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Sean and Hillary.
Okay, we're not going to say how old you are, but we're just
going to... I can say it for you. I'm 61. If you turn it around, I'm 16.
Oh, I'm
sweet 16. I'm not sour 16.
I like that. The thing is that if you met Hack, you would never go that far. I mean, if it's just, you are ageless, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. I tell people all the time I want to go to heaven, but I'm not homesick.
What is the number one tip you've got for staying so young?
Sean, besides diet and exercise, I drink a ton of water. I think it's the most important, underrated thing that people don't do enough of. 90% of people in the world are chronically dehydrated. So if you really want to puff up that skin and keep it smooth and keep it, you know, not dry and chafed, drink your water. It's so, so important. The other thing that I do that's very important is really mind my dental health. Besides brushing and flossing, I also daily do a tongue scraping, which keeps my mouth fresh. You know, a lot of people have a lot of disease that begins in the head. It shows in the eyes and the face. So that's extremely, extremely important.
So diet and exercise, because you are buff. I mean, I don't think we have a picture of you on our website, but let me tell people that you are, I mean, a 61-year-old animal.
I'm tall, tan, cute in the face, and neat in the waist.
So what do you do on a daily basis?
You know, I've switched over to, I used to be a bodybuilder, but I switched over to doing more bodyweight exercises because as your body ages, you need to adjust to make those changes that are really, really important and not beat your joints and your tendons up. You know, a lot of people are walking around with joint pain, and they're 40 years old, so there's no excuse for that. But you can offset a lot of that with some, you know, joint exercises, but also drinking that water and also including a lot more fat in your diet. We went on that low-fat routine for a very long time, and I think that we're paying the price for it.
Interesting. So I wouldn't say necessarily less cardio, but less stressful cardio and more weight training, right? Like more weight kind of exercises.
Well, more body supporting, but actually work the muscles. Don't work the joints and tendons so hard. You know, some of these ballistic movements, you see some of these older people now who are getting into, you know, these plyometrics and box jumps and things like that. That's not really good for your body. We weren't designed to have that shock and 2,000 pounds per square inch weighing down on our body. So that's why yoga is so important. People want to elongate their muscles. They don't want to compress them. So one of the best things that you can do is do exercise that adjusts to your body and keeps you supple.
So you do a little bit of yoga. What else do you do? I mean, what in your daily routine, what are you really doing?
I think the most important thing is things that you can prove at any time. So a little bit of running, lots of walking, you know, get down on the floor, do your crunches, your sit-ups, your planks, do a lot of push-ups and a lot of chins. Those are the most functional things that you can do. I mean, I can do my push-ups over 100 on my fingertips. And still,
holy camoli.
Oh, yeah. And still be able to keep my hands strong, but also be able to, you know, at any time or any place, I could just jump down on the floor and do those things. I don't need a gym. I don't need a bicycle. I don't need a treadmill. So they are wonderful. And also, I know when I need to rest, which is also critical.
Yeah.
You know, most of us, we go and grind. And then when we lay down, we're so tired, we can't even sleep. So that's one of the critical things. You really need to get your rest.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Trivia! You know, everything that I've been doing for the past couple of weeks has been leading up to this, including my Elvis trivia. So remember we talked about Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel?
Right.
Well, 2 weeks ago, those two songs on this day became the number one songs in America in 1956. Okay? Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog.
And you were alive then.
I was alive. And I was awake and I was feeling great. And I was out. The other thing is I've at one point owned 11 bodybuilding titles. I bench pressed over 450 pounds. My best squat was 575 pounds with no lifting suit, a belt, but I did have knee wraps on. And I have a second degree black belt in judo.
Unbelievable. Can we have what you're having?
Of course. And the last little bit of trivia, the oldest woman in the world, Jean Clement, lived to be 122 years old. You want to know what our secret was?
What was that?
And we talked about it weeks ago. Chocolate. She ate 2 pounds of chocolate a week. You go, girl.
Sean is going to live a very long life.
Oh, man. Huh? Right.
Fairfax Hackley, we love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
That was your best body report.